You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 31st, 2025. Caravana Ignite has returned to Waterloo Region, with events taking place throughout the summer and culminating in a two-day family-friendly festival and carnival parade in late August, celebrating Caribbean culture. For its second year, along with the all-new lead-up events, the festival organizers have also teamed up with a costume designer to offer special carnival costumes, which are only available to residents of Waterloo Region. Over 15,000 people attended the inaugural festival in 2024. From an ongoing weekly patio night in Kitchener, to presenting at an Argos game, to a pop-up caravana in Waterloo and attending regional events, the Caravana Arts Group has organized a summer full of events, ending with a street festival in downtown Kitchener on August 22nd and 23rd. The city's website calls Caravana Ignite. The city's website calls Caravana Ignite, quote, a stunning street theater presentation and street party that showcases the true essence of carnival, the hottest up-and-coming carnival designers, and the diversity and vibrancy of the Caribbean. This show features interviews with Geraldine Stafford, an organizer of the Caravana Ignite Festival, and Steve Roth, the manager of special events for the city of Kitchener. Here are the interviews, starting with Geraldine Stafford.
My name is Geraldine Stafford. I'm a member of the Caravana Arts Group. So the Caravana Arts Group is a Toronto based organization and the original organizers for the Caravana Festival from 1967. So in 1967, Caravana was a gift to the city of Toronto for Expo City 67. Some students from the Caribbean got together and they, at the request of the city, put together this big performance and celebration of culture based on, you know, the origins. A lot of them are from Trinidad, Barbados, Grenada, and they got together and this was the gift to the city. So Caravana Toronto all these years has been an amazing fixture within the city of Toronto. So I'm from the city of Kitchener. I grew up here and I had left the city for 30 years. And when I came back, I was, you know, just amazed on the change of the city and the vibrancy and the acceptance of just different cultural things. And just, I think the city was craving for something like this. So I had a meeting with council, city hall, and the mayor, and, you know, pitched the idea to say, hey, why don't we bring Caravana to Kitchener-Waterloo? And that's how it was born a year ago.
Why do you think it's important to celebrate Caravana, and what are the festival's goals?
I think the importance is it's just, again, given the diversity and growing diverse demographic within Waterloo Region, I think it's so important that we bring things that are culturally relevant to the community. And, you know, in that cultural relevance, it also brings an acceptance and understanding of different cultures and celebrations of culture, brings people together. You know, music brings people together from all walks of life and cultures, identities. And given the 15,000 that came out last year to see our first Caravana, you know, was well received. You know, just very important for the city, I think, again, to, you know, showcase who lives here, showcase the vibrancy, bringing in dollars downtown and really supporting the downtown businesses.
And what can people expect when they attend the festival? What are some of the events and activities?
In the Caribbean, carnival is never just one day, right? So we're doing our best to replicate it. And while we have the two-day festival, August 22nd to 23rd, we have so many things that lead up to the festival itself. So in July and August, leading up to the festival, every Thursday, you can join us at TWH Social downtown Kitchener, where we have basically a road to carnival patio crawl. So every Thursday from about 5 p.m., so just basically come out of work, join us 5 p.m. to about 9 p.m. we're there. And there's a signature drink every week, as well as apps and Caribbean bites and things like that. So that's every single Thursday. August, again, just very, very exciting. On the 8th of August, we're at Waterloo Square. So we're doing a mini carnival pop-up. So just lots of dancing, and they'll have costumes and feathers and things like that for people to enjoy. On this August 16th, we're at Dune Valley Golf Club. We're having a golf tournament. And again, that's August 16th. Brick Kids Park on the 17th at Victoria Park. I'm just going to, you know, make some costumes for the kids, and the kids can actually be part of the parade when they make their costumes on the 17th. And then, of course, the 22nd, we have the Glow Party, which is family favorite. You know, bring your family down, and it's just a big glow party. When it gets dark, we have the fire breather, we have the electronic robots, and it was just an amazing family-friendly time last year on the Friday. And the Saturday, the 23rd, of course, is the parade. It starts at noon, lots of feathers, lots of dancing in the street. You know, we want everybody to be part of it, you know, and just come in and really enjoy the downtown. So that's really our program. It's a very, very full program.
What are you looking forward to the most?
You know, I love the glow party. So on the Friday night, you know, we have, last year for me, it was the kids that came out, the, you know, the young ones, 5, 6, 7 year old, they wanted to be in the front and center, and they had their glow sticks going when it got dark, and we lit up Carl's Air Square. And, you know, we had about, I would say, 3,000 to 4,000 people in the square. And just, you know, if you go online, you can see it was just a light party. It was beautiful. That's what I'm looking forward to.
What has the city support meant this year for the event?
Hats off to the city, just on the way that they've embraced and really allowed the cultural elements to come alive. You know, one of the things the manager of events had said, you know, the cultural piece, those elements, they're all yours. We'll help you with the operations. They've rolled up their sleeve, and I can't say enough about the support that they've given us. And I understand, you know, the support of a lot of these grassroots work off our backs that we just do for the city. The city has really stepped up to the plate to help a lot of these festivals out. So I have to say, we're in an amazing city of Kitchener, and just, you know, this is an amazing offering for the region, and it's just amazing to see the support. While it's in the city of Kitchener, the mayor of Waterloo, Cambridge, they all came out. We've had MPs, MPPs, everybody's come out, and if not, contacted me to, you know, lend a hand or show support with the planning.
Now, where do people get the beautiful and colorful costumes that are worn during Caravana?
So we actually are offering them. So the costumes in Toronto, you know, for traditional festivals, from about, I think, around April to now, they're being sold. And the cost of the costumes, you know, for the really extravagant ones, they're about $1,800 to $2,000, $1,800 to $2,000. So that's the extravagant. And then the less extravagant, I would say the price is around the $300 to $400 mark, you know, if you're in the Toronto festivals or other festivals around the world. But we've priced our costumes at $150 for females, $100 for males, and $75 and $50 for kids. So you can go online at caravanaignite.com or follow us on Instagram, Caravana Ignite Kitchener, and you can purchase a costume. So again, a fraction of the cost, because what we're really trying to do is introduce this costume element to Kitchener. And we understand that this is new, you know, you want to be involved, and, you know, you're not maybe sure on the investment of a $300 to $2,000. So an introductory, you know, price for City of Kitchener, anywhere between $50 to $150 is extraordinary. We actually even held back, and these costumes exclusively are only for Kitchener. We're not allowing people outside of the region to purchase these costumes, because they would come and purchase them at a steal and then try to wear them in Toronto. So we're exclusively for Kitchener, Waterloo.
Are they made locally? How do they get made? Where do they get made?
So they're all custom made. So what we've done is we've engaged a costume designer from Toronto. So she actually designs for one of the big bands that you see on the road. She is designing the costumes for us. Now, in celebration of the culture expanding to Kitchener, she's doing them at a cost, like I said, but she's more than willing to, you know, jump on the parade and, you know, really try to amplify Kitchener, the Kitchener Carnival.
Now, I know we're a few weeks out still, but have you figured out your outfits?
Listen, I'm old. So I don't know if I can do the... No, I'm just joking. There's a costume for everybody. So, you know, the interesting things about our costumes, you actually can pick your own base wear. So you don't have to wear the, you know, monokini style. You can wear, if you're comfortable in biker shorts or a crop top or a t-shirt, that's fine as part of the costume base. So I haven't figured out what I'm wearing, but it's going to be feathery. It's going to be colorful. And you will see me, you know, with a big extravagant, we call them the feather backpacks.
That was Geraldine Stafford, an organizer with the Caravana Ignite Festival. Now we move to Steve Roth, the manager of special events at the City of Kitchener. So why did Kitchener decide to partner with the Caravana Arts Group to present Caravana Ignite this year?
I think we recognize that when we look at the portfolio of events that happens here in the city of Kitchener, we have a very supportive council. We have lots of things happening. We're at the point now where it's almost every weekend there's something going on in and around Kitchener. But I've always wanted to do in my role is how do we diversify our portfolio? How do we bring more culture to our portfolio? And the only way we can do that if we have leaders from different cultural communities come to us and say, I've got a great idea. And because when it comes to something like Caravana, we can assist and help and provide knowledge as far as operations go for events, but we can't provide the cultural piece. And I think what I love about the Caravana Ignite event is that they understand the culture extremely well. I like to think that we're pretty good at hosting safe and inclusive events, and you kind of partner that together and you create this winning formula. And last year when we did it, it was a real pinch me moment for me personally, because to see the dancers and the culture and the costumes and the music, something that this city has never seen before, marching down King Street was so exciting. And I thought, we have to keep doing this. We got to nurture this, keep doing this, and keep building on this and find ways to just keep it going, because it was unlike anything, any other event that we've done here before.
How is the city supporting the event this year?
Like a lot of third-party groups, we offer our expertise, our support, the venue, some safety things like road barricades and things like that, some infrastructure, things like garbage cans, maybe speakers, things like that. We help as much as we can from an operation standpoint. And I'm happy to say that, again, with the support and vision of our mayor and council, you know, we're able to do that to a lot of third-party groups that come in, not just Caravana, but, you know, giving them the knowledge and the expertise to run an event. Event planning is really hard. I don't think a lot of people realize when they come to Cruising on King Street or Canada Day or Caravana Ignite, how much planning and how much time has to go into it.
Will there be a city staff contingent all dressed up in colors and feathers at the parade on the 23rd?
So I can tell you absolutely. Last year, our mayor, Barry, and a number of counselors were on site. And before you know it, and there are photos, they all had headpieces on and were like right in there as part of the celebration. It was awesome to see. And I can guarantee you it'll happen again.
At the end of the interview, Steve Roth added,
the event is August 22 and 23, and it's something that if you've heard about it or you thought about it, bring the family, come experience this. It is different than a lot of the events that we produce here in downtown Kitchener. And it's so exciting. The music, the culture, the food, the energy. It's a true family experience. We're lucky that it's here.
Now we go back to Geraldine Stafford for her closing thoughts on the Caravana Ignite Festival.
The main thing is just to come out and enjoy. We're actually on the carnival map now, and really after the 1 year, really regarded as an authentic Caribbean festival. So, you know, whether you are in the carnival culture and you are visiting carnival, say in Miami, even Germany has a festival, you know, it's very interesting to see after 1 year and having 15,000 people attend how we're already making our mark. So it's something to come out and see. This is at Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge, the region of Waterloo. This festival is really for us, by us. And that's one of the things we really, really were trying to showcase. Really, the marketing is even for Kitchener-Waterloo. We're not marketing outside of, I would say, Southwestern Ontario. We really want this to be a homegrown feel. So come on out, enjoy. And, you know, just whether it's two events, whether it's all the events, it's really worth your time to come out. Everything is free just for you to come and enjoy.
You are listening to interviews with Steve Roth, the manager of special events at the City of Kitchener, and Geraldine Stafford, an organizer of the Caravana Ignite Festival. For more information about the weekly lead-up events, the custom carnival costumes, and the two-day street festival, which runs August 22nd and 23rd, visit caravanaignite.com. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. Music on this episode is used under Creative Commons permission from user Julius H. on Pixabay.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.